Welcome, everyone, to episode number 6 of the Laser Cube podcast. I, once again, am Tyler Crawley, and with me, as always, Dean Brennan is here. Dean, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Tyler. Appreciate it.
So this is another two-parter. We've done another two-parter before here, and this is one on probably the most important element. All the other ones, it's been about talk. This one's about action. This one's about purchasing the machine.
That's right. Well, you're not going to be able to say good things about the machine unless you give us the money.
Yes. Very true. Very true. So we're going to start off because probably the most important part is financing for most people when it comes to buying a machine.
Whether you have $250,000 in the bank or not, people like to finance their machine tools. So we need to have a friend like Chuck.
Yes. And so here is what Chuck has to say.
What I do is I work for a company called Industrial Equipment Capital, or IEC Financial. What we've done is we've kind of segmented ourselves specifically into the machine tool and fabrication sector of financing. And what we have done also is we've designed kind of we're trying to differentiate ourselves. And with that, we've really established a very efficient underwriting and documentation process. But more than that, what we've done is we're providing quick approvals for our customers and for IPG customers that also find the right financial structures that meets the end user's needs, basically their tax needs and their cash flow needs. We've set up with approximately 10 of the leading banks in the United States. And we use their wholesale rates to find the right financial product or structure at the lowest possible rate for the customer. Our banks that we deal with love hard asset equipment like IPG laser cubes. And they like them for several reasons. And one is that they're manufactured and they're delivered within the United States. So they're not having to pay somebody in Taiwan or China for these machines. They can pay somebody here close to home when they deliver. Secondly, the banks that we work with, they're very meticulous about the security they use. And these machines, specifically these IPG laser cubes, have a very long life, which means the banks feel very confident using them as security for their financing or collateral for their financing, because they don't ask for any other collateral when they finance these machines. Again, there's very little problem with these machines after they're set up and running. So the banks, again, feel happy, or because the customer is happy with their machine and a happy customer pays on time.
That makes sense. A happy customer does pay on time. But I also like the fact that he mentioned a lot of people are going to like the fact that the machines are the collateral. That seems like a pretty good thing.
Right. And he's got a group of 3 or 4 banks that are very, very comfortable working with us. So it's good for getting a good rate.
Now, we are going to get back to Chuck here in a second. But we also know that when it comes to purchasing a machine, one of the things you guys do is you bring them to the IPG headquarters and show them what they can anticipate.
Right. So the lasers are the heart of the machine itself are made in Oxford, Massachusetts. But the assembly and the manufacture of the laser cubes are just outside of Boston in Marlborough. Fun place to show up. Good place to go have dinner after you've seen some machines.
Especially this time of year. Yeah. Fall, by the way.
There's a couple days
recording this.
It was pretty good. We love it when they come to the factory. And this next segment, I think, is Michael from Phasic Technologies, who, by the way, financed his machine with Chuck.
Yes, and talked about his experience going to the factory in Marlborough.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a multifaceted thing. We do a lot of sheet metal work, and we do a huge amount of machine work. You know, we have jobbing business on the one side, and that could be aerospace or it could be commercial or medical. On the other hand, we have other product-based businesses, and those are the ones that really consume the sheet metal componentry. You know, I mean, every day is a challenge. I thought it was a great showcase for what IPG was doing in building that little machine, you know, I mean, and also all their internal testing of the high power systems and the heads and all that stuff. It was very interesting to see their assembly procedure, you know, and their inspection procedures and their calibration procedures, and really see the machines getting built. I thought it was a most excellent tour. Places clean, like you'd expect. they should be proud of what they've done. It's a beautiful business.
Now, before we've talked about, obviously, you know, the support that IPG offers, but to really, I guess, understand it and see how much goes into the machine, visiting the factory makes a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, it starts there. That's where the parts are. I mean, we're making the machines there. So the support of the machine really starts with the people that are building it. We have those resources. Our service department can fall back on the engineers that are designing and manufacturing the process to put the machines together. And it's a good thing.
And I know this next clip of Michael, he talks about sort of getting and understanding the design part of it.
A lot of people get it, but you're not going to get it unless you show up at the factory.
All right, so let's hear what Michael had to say.
Oh, the iron is very, very, very well engineered on that machine. You know, coming from, you know, a machine automation background, the way that the machine is constructed is exceedingly thoughtful. The flexures and the parallel linear motors on the thing are absolutely the way every laser should be built. Anything with a gantry, you know, if you can get away with it, if you don't need to couple out big moments, you know, like a gantry mill does. I mean, you can't really do that kind of construction, but for these things, if they're low profile, fast machine, you know, I mean, it's really a thoughtful design. It was interesting to see their process. I thought that they were, you know, there's a very high level of build quality in what they do. That was, I think that was probably one of the more impressive things is that everything seems to be well done. The sheet metal cabinetry, the base, you know, the thing is built of stone, which is always exciting. You know, not many people build their machines out of stone. I mean, the lineage in the machine is interesting, you know, being retasked, you know, that design being retasked for a cutting machine, a kind of an imprecise thing. I'll tell you, it's one of the reasons I bought it. We could have bought anything we wanted. We wanted to get a small format fiber so we could get used to fiber cutting, you know, as opposed to, you know, the big CO2 systems that I'm used to. You know, it's a wonderful thing, and it is amazingly precise. It cuts rounder than any laser I have ever experienced. And I've experienced a lot. And it's because of the way it's mechanically designed. It's very beautifully mechanically designed. I have to say that. It's very elegant.
Well, that was pretty much all there is to it.
Well, Michael has actually called me up and had discussions about the machine, and it wasn't, I don't think he was calling to compliment me or to complain or anything. He was just letting me know about his machine. So
yeah.
It's fun. I'm glad he was able to talk to us about
it. Yeah, I mean, very glowing praise, obviously. So now a lot of people, now that we've really got him on the hook, now that they're really going to want to get one, let's go back to Chuck because he talks about, obviously, one of the big things that people are concerned about when it comes to loans is just the amount of documentation that you're going to need, which he can take care of for you.
Sometimes IPG will ask for down payments up front, and we also provide down payments for the customer on a bridge note, on a short note. So the customer has no out-of-pocket expense up front to get into that machine to get it up and running and for their shop. That kind of eliminates some of the issues with funding that ordinary banks have. And the other is that we have a real quick, easy documentation process. You know, everybody's signed loans before, and it's a very thick book of paperwork you have to sign. And we've eliminated a lot of that paperwork. So the customers can sign online or sign and we'll fund on faxed or emailed copies, which makes it the turnaround a lot quicker with that. And just, again, we've eliminated a lot of the fine print on our documents.
And then finally, the question that usually comes about when you're talking about financing, are you ever able to get creative when it comes to financing?
Yes, we can structure financing to where the customer can pay a smaller amount now for, say, 6 months, and then we'll step up their payments later to finish off the note. Those are a few, but, you know, it's just one of those things where we curtail our financing to what the customer needs. And really, that's just by asking their questions about their tax and cash flow needs and putting together or designing a financing structure for them.
So I would say being creative and as little as possible documentation sounds like a pretty good deal.
Chuck's the best at it. And he really is. I've been in this business for a long time. And, you know, if we make it easy for the customers are happy with us. You know, whether I did it or not, I'll take the credit.
And as he mentioned, happy customers pay. So that's always a good thing, too.
Yes.
All right. As we said, we're going to make this a two-parter. So that has been part one of this Laser Cube podcast looking at purchasing of a Laser Cube. We'll see you when we get to part two.